Chapter 14. Strange Events. The little room where Oliver read his books was on the ground floor at the back of the house. One summer evening, Oliver fell asleep there. He dreamt that he was in Fagin's house. He saw the old man sitting in his usual corner, talking to another man.
"It is Oliver. I know this boy."
Fagin spoke aggressively in Oliver's dream. Oliver's fear woke him up. But Oliver wasn't dreaming. There at the window stood Fagin and the man Oliver bumped into when he sent Mrs. Maylie's letter. The men stood there for a moment. Then they were gone. Oliver didn't move for a few seconds. Then he shouted for help. Harry tried to find the men, but he didn't see anyone. "It must have been a dream, Oliver," he said.
"Oh, no," replied Oliver. "I saw them both, as clearly as I see you now."
Slowly, Rose recovered. One morning, Harry found her alone and he asked her to marry him. Rose was very pale and had tears in her eyes. Mrs. Maylie was right. Rose refused to marry Harry.
"You can't marry me, Harry. I would give you a bad name and stop your progress in the world," she said. "It is my duty to prevent that. I love you, but I can only be your friend."
"I will ask you again," said Harry. "If your answer is the same the second time, I will accept it."